Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
So, Movie Friday here on The Takeaway, and it's another year, another Tyler Perry offering his latest movie released this weekend, Why Did I Get Married Too?
After all these years of being married, I've searched for understanding of these women. I get nothing.
How do you really know that your spouse is cheating?
We really need to be rational about this.
Don't you know all women crazy?
Mm-hmm. You just want to be in control of the relationship.
I don't want to control him. I just want him to do what I say.
Tyler Perry, another movie, another year, another movie. I mean, his prodigious output. I think it's fair to say Tyler Perry is the Johann Sebastian Bach of movies, right? Or the Charles Dickens.
Absolutely, absolutely. Extremely prolific.
Well, the critics don't treat Tyler Perry like Johann Sebastian Bach Charles Dickens at all. And joining us to talk about why Tyler Perry doesn't really get much of a break from the critics, even though his box office is hard to argue with, LaToya Peterson, racialicious editor and author of a piece in today's Salon.com on Tyler Perry. Good morning, LaToya.
Good morning.
And Lamar Tyler joins us, a black and married with kids blogger, and a director of a new documentary about real-life married love stories that may have formed the basis of Why Did I Get Married Too. Good morning, Lamar.
Good morning.
And, you know, respond to this. A lot of people think of Tyler Perry as something of the icing, not really the cake, as not necessarily a significant African-American filmmaker who doesn't stack up against people like Spike Lee. And Spike Lee, of course, has criticized Tyler Perry explicitly. But listen to Tyler Perry talking about his famous character, Madea.
Madea is a cross between my mother and my aunt. She's the type of grandmother that was on every corner when I was growing up. She smoked, she walked out of the house with her curlers and a muumuu, and she watched everybody's kids. She didn't take no crap. She's a strong figure where I come from.
Now, we certainly have to agree that Tyler Perry gets something right about the community that he makes films about. LaToya?
Definitely. One of the big triumphs of Tyler Perry is the fact that he has marketed successfully to one that is being ignored by Hollywood. The African-American film-going community is huge. And at the same time, when you think about, like, the last three big date-night blockbusters, like Valentine's Day, he's just not that into you, The Shopaholic, what you notice is that there aren't even black extras in those movies, much less black couples being shown in love, working through relationships, things like that. And so it's very easy to see why Tyler Perry appeals to a broad variety of viewers.
And there's a lot of material there, Lamar Tyler, wouldn't you say?
I definitely would. Like you said, since nobody's really touching on it, he has a plethora of things to pull from. And I think what you're seeing is that the crowds are responding to him because they're not getting those images anywhere else. So when he presents them, sometimes whether they're good or bad, people are coming out to support him either way.
So what do you make of this sentiment, which, it's not simply Spike Lee that's saying this. I mean, this is the quote that we're going to listen to here. But it seems like every time Tyler Perry comes out with a movie, you hear these commentators on NPR talking about why can't there be more characters that we can aspire to in Tyler Perry movies. Here's Spike Lee.
The man has a huge audience. Tyler's very smart. But at the same time, for me, just imagery is troubling. Each artist should be allowed to pursue the artistic endeavor. But I still think there a lot of stuff that's on today is coonery and buffoonery. We could do better.
What do you make of that, Lamar Tyler? Coonery, buffoonery.
In some ways, I'll say it, and be honest with you. I'm not a fan of Madea, or I'm not a fan of the Madea character. Most of the Tyler Perry films that me and my wife will go see will be more of his more dramatic, or not the slapstick Madea stuff, but it'll be films like, Why Did I Get Married, or The Family That Prays. So, I totally understand where Spike Lee is coming from. But then again, on the other side, I do see that Tyler Perry presents a lot of opportunities for other actors and directors and people in the industry that wouldn't get that chance. So what I think you'll see is years down the line, you'll see people that are coming through his pipeline that will make these important films that may not have gotten a chance otherwise.
LaToya, when I have gone to see a couple Tyler Perry movies, half the audience was white. It wasn't necessarily just an African-American audience. And that seems to bother people that supposedly Tyler Perry, who's the only person in Hollywood consistently producing black films, that they have a problem that he's presenting a picture of African Americans that they don't like.
Definitely. I mean, a lot of people don't agree with the image that Tyler Perry portrays, and it's one of the things that I write about in the article, that Tyler Perry can't be seen as just a filmmaker, because that's kind of what he is. His movies aren't super great. They don't have the best dialogue or characterization, but they're very feel good, watch it you know, a little bit interesting, high-level dramas that people do like to watch and that entertain people. And so when you look at him in the context of other black filmmakers, it's like, you know, what is he doing? He doesn't have a message. He's not very artistic. It's not that huge. But at the same time, when you compare him to the people who put out other types of movies that are made to mainly pertain, entertain certain types of audiences, then he does broaden his appeal a bit. And there are a lot of white viewers of that movie that aren't necessarily looking for dysfunctional images of black life, where some people will charge, but really they're looking for kind of non-secular movies about families that are a little bit more complex than what normally makes it to the screen.
And, you know, nobody expects Jerry Lewis to remake Citizen Kane either. You know, I think poor Tyler Perry just has to, you know, has to meet some standard that really, I think, doesn't exist. But, you know, we got to go, guys. You want to do the trivia question with us?
Okay, we'll try.
All right, we'll try it. Okay, LaToya Peterson and Lamar Tyler, listen to this, okay? Many of Tyler Perry's movies have Oscar-nominated actors in them, even though he believes he'll probably never, ever get an Oscar. Name the only Oscar nominee who's appeared in a number of his films.
Taraji?
Yeah.
Wow, nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Yes,
Taraji Henson.
Taraji Henson.
Who's been in I Can Do Bad All By Myself and The Family That Prays, and who was nominated for an Oscar for The Adventures of Benjamin, or The Strange Story of Benjamin Button with Brad Pitt, being the mother of Brad Pitt. LaToya Peterson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Lamar Tyler, thanks so much. Black and Married with Kids blogger and director of a new documentary about real-life married love stories. LaToya Peterson is the editor of Racialicious and has a piece on Tyler Perry in today's Salon.com.